Prove Thy Lineage, Elder Theodore Emberton, Theodore Emberton, Conference Report, October 1968, pages 76-79. My dear brothers and sisters, and all who are watching and listening to these messages, if you were to approach a military installation some dark night, you would be immediately challenged by a sentry with the question, "Who goes there?" If you were to answer that challenge with the word "friend," the sentry would answer, "Advance, friend," and give the password. If you were neither able to give the password nor to identify yourself, you would be placed in an embarrassing and a dangerous position. Yet millions of those presently living on the earth are totally unprepared for death and to enter through the gates of the celestial kingdom. They know neither the password nor will they be able to identify themselves as a son or a daughter of God. They have never taken upon themselves the name of the only begotten Son of God, nor passed the necessary tests of faith, repentance, baptism, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Nevertheless, this identification is needed for entry into the kingdom of heaven, which kingdom we can refer to as the family of God, our eternal Father. Importance of records. It is not only necessary to have had His ordinance work done on the earth but also to have it properly recorded here by a legal administrator who is authorized to make a record that is binding on earth as well as in heaven. John the Revelator must have been contemplating this very thing when he wrote, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." These books spoken of must be the books which contain the record of their works upon the earth and must refer to the records which are kept upon the earth. The other book spoken of as the book of life is the record which is kept in heaven. Joseph Smith explained in a letter preserved as section 128 of the Doctrine and Covenants that whatever you record on earth shall be recorded in heaven, and whatsoever you do not record on earth shall not be recorded in heaven. Auditing of records. We are presently engaged in a process of simplifying the recording of records both for the living and for the dead. We are coordinating the records of the Genealogical Society, the Church Historian's Office, and the Office of the Presiding Bishopric into a master file. Our ward clerks are auditing all records of living members of the Church to make certain that their records are correct and complete. As a result of this survey, we have discovered many cases where, through oversight or carelessness in recording names, dates, and places, errors have been entered onto the record. What is really shocking is that sometimes no records are found of baptisms, confirmations, or priesthood ordinations or ordinances. I have been shocked at the complacency and the indifference of some persons when these errors have been called to their attention. Quite commonly the answer is given, "Well, I know that I was baptized, and that is all I need to know. It must be recorded someplace, and it is up to you to find it." This is a very wrong and dangerous assumption. It is up to the individual to see that the ordinance is properly recorded. It is my responsibility to see that my works are properly recorded. If I cannot find this record through diligent searching, or if I cannot establish a record through proper witnesses who can testify that the ordinance was performed, then I would go to my bishop, state my problem, and ask that I immediately be permitted to be baptized and to have my ordination to the priesthood and my endowment ratified in order to establish a proper record on the books of the Church. Responsibility for correct records. No mere record alone will assure me my exaltation in the celestial kingdom. That exaltation must be earned by a righteous life on earth, by virtue, love, obedience, and conformance to every law given by God. In fact, the scripture states, "And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall forsake all evil and cleave unto all good, that ye shall live by every word which proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God." It is, however, my responsibility to see that my name is also listed on the records of God's family on earth and that my conformance to the necessary gospel ordinances has been properly recorded on the books of the Church. My salvation and my exaltation depend upon these two principles of righteous living and conforming to the written requirements of the gospel. This is my blessing that is in danger, not that of someone else. It is my responsibility to live righteously and to establish a proper record for me at once. This is no time to become indignant, to stand on my rights, or to take a chance on future rectification of my records. If my future blessings are in danger because of missing identification, I must humble myself and do whatever is necessary to assure myself that my record and the records of my family are properly recorded and protected. Proof from records. As I read the scriptures, I tremble for those who do not live righteously and who do not have a record of conforming with God's laws. Even if I were a literal descendant of Aaron, lived a righteous life, and held an inherited right to the office of the bishopric, there are additional standards to be met. and a literal descendant of Aaron, also, must be designated by this presidency, and found worthy, and anointed, and ordained under the hands of this presidency, otherwise they are not legally authorized to officiate in their priesthood, but, by virtue of the decree concerning their right of the priesthood descending from father to son, they may claim their anointing if at any time they can prove their lineage, or do ascertain it by revelation from the Lord under the hands of the above-named presidency. I emphasize that even the presiding bishop in such a case, in addition to a life of righteousness and a claim to be a descendant of Aaron, must prove his lineage, and this must be done from the records, records of priesthood ordinations. Let me read a more emphatic statement about the records of priesthood ordinations in general, and all they who are not found written in the book of remembrance shall find none inheritance in the day, but they shall be cut asunder, and their portion shall be appointed them among unbelievers, where are wailing and gnashing of teeth. These things I say not of myself, therefore, as the Lord speaketh, he will also fulfill, and they who are of the high priesthood, whose names are not found written in the book of the law, or that are found to have apostatized, or to have been cut off from the church, as well as the lesser priesthood, or the members, in that day shall not find an inheritance among the saints of the Most High. Therefore, it shall be done unto them as unto the children of the priest, as will be found recorded in the second chapter and 61st and 2nd verses of Ezra. When their genealogy was not found, they were put from the priesthood because they could not prove that they had conformed to the commandments of God and had truly received the priesthood. Basis for judgment. I pray that everyone who hears my voice will make certain that his or her name and that of his or her ancestors through whom he obtains his heritage upon the earth are found properly recorded upon the books of the kingdom of God. Only in this way can one be sure that this portion of his conformance to God's commandments concerning his works upon the earth has been properly recorded. Only when you know the proper password and have a valid identification of yourself and your lineage can you enter through the gates of heaven to claim your eternal exaltation. I urge all clerks and recorders to realize how very important your work is in the plan of salvation. The proper recording of information is most important, for it will form an important portion of the basis on which we as a people are to be judged. A clerk's calling is as much a spiritual calling as any we have in the church, and must never be regarded merely as a technicality. Brothers and sisters, I testify that we will live again, that life after death is real, and that we can only claim an inheritance among the mansions of our Father in heaven when we can prove our claim to it through living righteously and maintaining our names in righteous fellowship upon the records of God's kingdom on the earth as well as in heaven. Of the truth and importance of these principles I testify, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.